Welcome to this podcast for St. Peter's Church Greenhill, as we seek to become loving, witnessing, and growing people.
May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What a reading. Jesus has been making allusions to the fact that he is the Messiah in a number of our readings recently. But here is a statement in its own right. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. But I'm getting a bit ahead of myself. Let's look at the whole reading and its place in the Bible first. Over the last few weeks of our readings, we've seen Jesus display his authority over demons when he banished them and the pigs drowned. We've seen his authority over nature when he calmed the storm. And we've seen his authority even over death when he cured Jairus' daughter. Following this, Jesus has been denounced in his hometown and has travelled around the region of Galilee, crossing and recrossing the Sea of Galilee, but always being followed by a crowd of people. In an attempt to get some time with his apostles, he crosses to a lonely place in what would now be Syria. But even then, a crowd comes, and the people are waiting for him even before the disciples have time to get something to eat. And as we saw last week, Jesus then feeds the crowd with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Yet another miracle that defines who he is. But are the crowd watching? Last week we also saw that Jesus then left the crowd and went somewhere quiet to pray. And the apostles again crossed the Sea of Galilee to head back towards their homes. And Jesus has joined them by walking on the water, which has terrified them and even made the apostles wonder who he really is. And that sets the scene for our reading today. That's how it fits into our lectionary series, and it's also how it fits broadly in the Bible as well. Over the last couple of months, those are the readings we've considered, but what about today's? Now, the crowd have realised in the night that Jesus has left them and chase him across the Sea of Galilee to Capernaum, where they land, so where the apostles land, already a crowd has gathered. But Jesus sees that they've followed him so that they could have more food and probably another parable or two. And basically, they're following him because they're after a show, not because they have faith in him. We've actually seen that in the lectionary series that we've had recently as well. Indeed, the last time I preached. Just before Jesus raised Jairus' daughter, he's being crowded and jostled by many people. But one woman reaches out to touch his cloak so that she can be healed. And Jesus realizes that that one person in the whole crowd has faith. The sick woman has faith in him, and because of her belief, she's healed. Thousands of people touch him, but only one did so in faith. And he wants them all to come in faith. But as with that crowd, they've basically just come to watch. Hundreds, maybe thousands of people have journeyed across the water just for a show. But that's not what Jesus wants. So he challenges them. You have come for bread that spoils, but instead search for bread that never spoils, which the Son of Man can give you, and which has God's seal of approval. What do we have to do? Simple, just believe in the one he sent. Yes, but how do we do that? How do we know you are the one that he sent? Which is a pretty reasonable question when you think about it. How can they know that Jesus is more than an inspirational teacher? There are lots of clues, not least a full meal for everyone from 5 loaves and 2 fish. But they want even clearer proof. However, in their questioning, They also provide a way in for Jesus because they remember the Exodus where people received bread from heaven previously. Jesus, can you give us a sign like that? Not a story, a real gift from God. But Jesus knows that even if he does that, they still won't believe and they still won't see it properly. He's already done so many miracles and they don't understand what he's doing. So he says to them, remember, it wasn't Moses that gave you the bread, but God the Father who sent it down from heaven to nourish the people. That's the bread you want to seek, not bread made by human hands. Well, can we always have that bread? Then comes the quote I started with. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not go hungry. That statement is the direct link between Jesus and God. God sent Jesus to nourish the people, and all they have to do is believe. As simple as that. All we have to do is believe, and we can have bread that never spoils, eternal life in the presence of God and Jesus. He makes it sound so simple, and yet those people will kill him because it's too hard for them to do. Well, how well do we do? Do we go for the show? Or for the bread that does not spoil? I like to think I'm here for the Son of God. But sometimes the show is easier to watch and less challenging. But Jesus knows that. He repeatedly invites the people to eat of the bread of life. And when they fail, he invites them again and again. And again, we fail endlessly, but Jesus has endless patience. We desire the bread, but our flesh is weak. We must accept the offer of the bread in order to receive it, and we must accept it on the terms it is offered. In the Exodus, they were only to take bread that they needed for the day ahead. Not to save it for the following day, because they could trust in God to provide more. When they disobeyed, it went rotten and was filled with maggots. The bread we are offered is constantly replenished, and we must trust in God to provide it. If we trust in Him, He will fill us every day. This is a recurring offer, not a one-off deal, and we must accept it as such. But when we're filled with the love of God, we must share that with others, not keep it to ourselves. If we are replete and others starve, are we following Jesus? We're called to share the bread that is God's love, and unless we do that, can we really say that we believe in the one that God sent to save us? Jesus loves the people he is with and asks us to do the same. He leaves the apostles with a new commandment to love one another as he loved them, a commandment for us today as well. We don't have to tell everyone that we're Christian, but we can treat everyone with love and respect. We can help a neighbour or talk to someone to show we care. Even a smile can help, or a word of thanks where none is required. Sharing the bread that never spoils is essential to a Christian life. God shared it with us in the form of Jesus, and now we must share it as well. So how will you share the bread this week, and who will you share it with? Let's just spend a few moments reflecting on that, and then I'll close with a prayer asking for God's strength to share. So let us pray. I believe in you, Lord, yet grant me the strength to believe that you will daily provide. Help me to share your bread with others, bringing your love to the world. Amen.